We're continuing the Shirim Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shluchin, Halacha Hey. We're in middle of paragraph Tes Zayin. In our versions, we're on page 431, the left-hand column, a little more than a third of the way down the column, where the word, the pasuk begins, Mitzouni Hashoimrim Hasevivim Boyir. Rav Nosson Zal here is talking about the search for the tzaddik and how even once a person finds the tzaddik physically, that's when the search really begins for the Ruach HaKodesh of the tzaddik, to be able to draw the advice and guidance and Torah and light that we want to draw from the tzaddik. And Rav Nosson Zal mentioned here, he's up to a part where a person is searching and searching, and despite the fact that he's searching so hard and so long, he's not finding. And this is where we're up to right now. And Rav Nosson Zal's quoting a pasuk, a stream of psukim in Shir HaShirim. Mitzouni hashoimrim hasoivavim boir eis she'ohav onafshi reisim. Those who are the guards who are going around the city, who love me, they have found me. And I ask them, Eis shav anav shirisim, have you seen the one that I love? So Rav Nosson Zal explains, Hashomrim hasevivim boyir, the guards who go around the city, who circle the city, Heim bechinas neture karto hoamitim. These are the true guards of the city. Shehem ho'iskim b'toiro utfilo v'sicho b'enom levakuvin koinam. They're the ones who are involved in Torah, tfila, speaking Tashem in their own words. Those are the people who are really close to the tzaddik. Shehem ikar hashoimrim neture karta. They are the real guards of the city, the real protectors of the city. As the Gemara says, She'omar, person said, Aisilo neture karta, bring us people who will protect the city, who will guard the city. Interesting to note that in recent times, in the past 70, 80 years, there's a group of people who have taken this title, this name, for themselves. This is a group of people who are very, very much against the modern day state of Israel, the Israeli government, and anything related to it. And they refer to themselves as Neturei Karta, the protectors of the city. Vegam Nikroim Shoimrim. So Rav Nosson Zal continues that these people are called Shoimrim. The word Shoimer means a guard, and the word Shoimer also means a person who waits. Kihem Bebechinas. Because these people are in the category of what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Nafshi Lashem Mishoimrim Laboiker, Shoimrim Laboiker. My soul yearns to Hashem. I am from those who are waiting for morning, waiting for morning. This is in chapter 130 in Tehillim, in the famous chapter, Mimamakim Kurosich Hashem. I call out Hashem from the depths of my heart. Kigam elu hatalmidim, because besides this person that's searching for the tzaddik, these students of the tzaddik, shehem bebechinas shoimrim hanal, they are the ones who are being referred to as these shoimrim, these guards, sheoiskim betoiru tfilo kanal. These are people who are really loyal and dedicated to the study of Torah and to tfila and to the tzaddik. Gam heim adayin loizochu lamotzei koroi. Rav Nosson Zal says they too have not yet succeeded in really finding the tzaddik, in really discovering the tzaddik. Ki tzrichin lo ze chipus achar chipus, because this requires searching and more searching and more searching. Afilu mi shemetzo iktsas, even a person who has discovered the tzaddik a little bit, he started coming close to the tzaddik and he's learning from him, etc. Still, Ad sheyimtzo bechina saruach hakoydesh shaloi koroi v'kanal. The person still has to search a lot and very hard until he's zeichet to find the ruach of kodesh of the tzaddik to the degree that he really needs to find it. V'alkein heim bebechinas shoimrim laboiker, shoimrim laboiker. And this is why these students of the tzaddik are referred to as people who are waiting for the morning. They're waiting for the morning, meaning Shehem rak oimdim al mishmartom betoikef v'hischaskus godol v'otzumoi. Because these people are strong, they're committed, they're loyal, they're devoted. They're standing there, they're holding their ground. And they're working very hard and not giving up, relentlessly trying to come close to the tzaddik and to come closer and to use every opportunity in the world to learn from the tzaddik, to watch him, to get close to him, to draw this ruach hakodesh. V'shoimrim umamtinim liyeshuas Hashem, and these people are waiting for the salvation from Hashem, ad sheyimtzu oisoi koroi, until they'll succeed in really finding the tzaddik, meaning in really getting close to him. We know that Rabbi Nazal had students. He had students who walked 200 kilometers, a distance of about 130, 140 miles, to come to him, to hear his Torah, to be with him for a yontif. They were so poor they couldn't afford to pay for a wagon to take them. They walked. And students who showed tremendous dedication. And yet, Rabbi Nazal said that none of my students know anything about me except Rabbi Nosson Zal and Rabbi Naftali Zal a little bit. And there's a lack of clarity among the Breslovers as to whether he meant that Rabbi Nosson Zal really knows me, comma, and Rabbi Naftali Zal a little bit, or he was saying the little bit on both of them, that the other students don't know me at all, and Rabbi Nosson Zal and Rabbi Naftali Zal know me a little bit. To have an idea as to what it means to really come close to a tzaddik, what it means to really receive the Ruach HaKodesh of a tzaddik. And Rabbi Nazal once said to these two students, to Rabbi Nosson Zal and Rabbi Naftali Zal, your attachment to me is like a feather on a coat. You know how strong a wind comes along, a little wind comes along and the feathers right off. That's how well you're attached to me. Meaning Rabbi Nazal wanted to make it perfectly clear that this isn't fast food. This isn't a simple thing to really get close to a tzaddik. To get close enough to a tzaddik where a person is drawing all of the ruach hakodesh of that tzaddik that the person's supposed to be drawing or that the person's capable of drawing. Ki hamamtin nikro shoimer. Because Rav Nosson Zal clarifies here, even though we know that usually the word shomer in the Torah means a guard, somebody who's guarding or watching, the word shomer also has another meaning in Lashon Kodesh, in Hebrew. The word shomer also means to wait for something. Kemo shekosev, as we find in a pasuk in Chumash, when Yosef HaTzadik related the dreams that he had to his father and to his brothers, so that the pasuk says, V'oviv shomar es hadovar. His father was waiting for it, waiting to see this come to fruition. Now the question is why? Why are these two words the same? Why is it that the word shomer means to watch, to guard, and the word shomer also means to wait? Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how both interpretations apply here. Ki tzrichin li zoher b'shas ha-hamtono, because a person, a Jew, who is waiting to come close to the tzaddik, to come closer to the tzaddik, while he's waiting, he has to be very careful, livli l'hasiach daitoi min ha-tikva, never to get distracted from his hopes, from hoping and yearning and really, really wanting to come close to the tzaddik. Kemoi ha-shoimer, just like a guard, a person who's hired to watch something, to guard something, shetzorech lizoher sheloi lahasiach daitoi min hashmira. A guard The most important thing he's supposed to do is guard, is watch, is be on his guard, be watching all the time, not forgetting for a moment what he's responsible to watch. Because usually when you're guarding something important, the person's guarding a diamond, guarding something, all it takes is a few seconds that the guard gets distracted, and then boom, they lose it. They fail in their mission. So Rav Nosson Zal says here also, a Jew who is waiting to come close to Hashem, a Jew who's waiting to come close to the Tzaddik, to get a little more knowledge and a little more Ruach HaKodesh from the Tzaddik, while he's waiting, he's got to be on. He can't be off. He's got to be focused and concentrating and really waiting, watching every moment, to be on, to be praying to Hashem, to be doing whatever in his power to be able to draw from the Tzaddik. Kemoikein, so too, just like that applies to a guard or a watchman, Kemoikein, so too, Hamamtin umetzape li Yeshuas Hashem, a person who is waiting and hoping for Hashem's salvation, Nikra Shoimer, he's also called a guard. Kitzorich lahamtin, because this requires waiting. Person wants to come close to Hashem, it doesn't happen quick, it can't happen quickly. It takes time and effort. And so the person has to wait. Veloy yasiach daitoy minatikva kol yemechayev. And the person has to be careful not to get distracted, not to forget what he's waiting for and what he's doing. That he's in a standby mode now. He's holding on, waiting for something very important to happen. Ad yashki veyera Hashem mishamayim, until Hashem will look down upon him and see him and see his efforts and give him the results that he's waiting for. Vizehu, and this is what the pasuk says, mishoimrim laboiker, that my soul is from those who are waiting for morning. What does that mean? Rav Nosson Zal says, La boiker daika. The term boiker is used here. Ki kishezoichen limtsoi hatzadik hazeh kanal. Because when a person really succeeds in discovering this tzadik, the tzadik we're talking about, zoichen lebechinas boiker hanizkar shom batoiranal. That's when the person is zoiche to the type of mourning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, that's mentioned over there, in the chapter on Likut Imran that this halach is based on, chapter 8 in the second half of Likut Imran. Bechinas, as Rabbeinu Zalveir quotes the pasuk, Lehagid baboiker chazdecha, that in the morning we'll speak of Hashem's great kindness. Bechinas chadoshim labekorim, referring to the newness of the morning. Vesehu, and this is what the pasuk says there in Shir HaShirim, Mitzoni Hashoimrim Hasoivim Boir, the guards who circle the city, who go around the city watching over it, they found me. Bechinas Shoimrim Laboiker Hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, these guards, what are they waiting for? They're waiting for morning. They're waiting for the Yeshua of Hashem. Eis Shoahavo Nafshi Reisem? Have you seen? Have they seen the one that my soul loves? Referring to the tzaddik. Kimat shevarti mayhem. And I almost left them. I almost walked away from them completely. Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki shoalti es hashoimer manal. Because I asked those guards. I asked those people who are close to the tzaddik. The students of the tzaddik. I asked them, Ma ma'ane motzosim bepiv. What did you find? What did you discover? Can you tell me? Can you share with me the Ruach HaKodesh that you receive from the Tzaddik? Vehei, kemoi shekosu bepirush Rashi, as Rashi writes over there, kefi darkoi, based on his explanation. Vehein, and these students of the Tzaddik, kiyoinas elem, they are like a mute dove. The koshulahem lahoshiv lashoyal, my son. They find it difficult to answer people who ask them, have you already discovered the tzaddik? Do you know the tzaddik already? Kihem kvar motzuoy soik tzas, because it's true that they have already discovered the tzaddik a little bit. They've started coming close to him. They've learned from him a little bit. V'adayin heim shoymrim laboiker, shoymrim laboiker. However, they're still waiting for the morning. They're waiting for the morning, meaning ad sheimtzu koroi b'shleimus. They're still waiting to really discover the tzaddik. They know that they still have a long, long way to really succeed in getting close to the tzaddik. Ad sheyisku laboiker anal, till they'll be zeicha to morning, meaning shehu geulas nafsham b'shleimus, which means their total salvation, that they'll receive all the solutions to all their questions, to all their problems, and they'll really be successful, completely successful. V'zeh ha-shoyel, and this person who's approaching these students, and he's asking them, roitze shi-yoshivu lo-tekef. He wants instant gratification. He wants answers right away. He wants to know what his tikkun is right now. Tell me in the next 5 minutes, what do I have to do to become a total tzaddik and to be completely close to Hashem, to have all my sins erased, to have parnasa 100%, the right wife, everything. He wants all the answers immediately. V'yimalu sheyashivu lo tekef, they should answer him immediately. V'yimalu lo tikvosei miyad, and they should fill his requests and answer all of his hopes immediately. And because of the fact that they don't respond the way he wants, they don't have all the answers for him immediately, he's ready to leave them also, to walk away from them also. Kiomar, because he says, I see I'm not finding my solution in them either. I'm not finding the answer to my problems in these people who are close to the tzaddik supposedly either. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says there, kimat shelvarti mehem. I was about to walk away, to leave them completely. V'nisrachakti mehem chas v'shon, and to become distant from them. Avol, however, Berachamei v'chazdei Hashem she'enom kolim, thanks to the infinite kindness and pity of Hashem, chomal olai, Hashem took pity on me, v'lo yovarti v'nisrachakti mehem, and I didn't walk away, I didn't leave them and become distant from them, ad shemotzosi es shoav onavshi, until I succeeded in finding the one that my soul loves, which means Zeh Moshe. This refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bechinas HaTzadik Oemes, the true tzadik. Upirush Kim'at, now Rav Nosson says, the explanation of the word Kim'at in that context, what does the Kim'at mean? Almost, I almost left. Kimoi Lulei Hashem Ezrosali is similar to the Pasuk in Tehillim, where Dovid HaMelech says, were it not for Hashem helping me, Kim'at shochno dumo nafshi, the angel in charge of Gehenna would almost have captured my soul. It's a hairline. Sometimes it's a hairline between Hashem rescuing a person or the person falling a billion miles down into the abyss. Shepirushoi, what does the pasuk mean over there? Lule ezras Hashem, were it not for Hashem's assistance, Kimat nofalti legehenem chas v'shon. I almost would have fallen into Gehenem. Ach Hashem ozali bechazdoi. However, Hashem did help me with his great kindness. Vehitzilani, and he saved me. Vezeh pirish kimat sheovati mehem. And this is what the pasuk there means in Shir HaShirim when it says, I almost left. This person who's searching for the tzaddik, and he's trying to come close, and he meets the students of the tzaddik, and he starts speaking to them to see maybe they have the answers to my questions, maybe they have the solutions to my problem. And he sees that they don't have instant answers. They don't have instant solutions to his problems. So he says, look at this, they can't even help me. And he's about to leave. He's about to leave, and he's about to lose the chance of his life to come close to the tzaddik, who can solve all of his problems, who can help him with everything he needs. Hainu shekvar hoyo kepesha beini ubein hamothes. Meaning that I was almost in a situation where there was just a drop separating between me and death. And I almost fell a type of fall where there's no breaking that fall, a fall that's just endless. Shehischalti lavor mehem ulesrachik mehem. I started leaving them and distancing myself from them. Because I did not find total solutions that I was looking for, that I wanted for, in their mouths, in the mouths of the students of these people who are supposedly close to the tzaddik. I see that they don't have the solutions to my problems immediately. Avol bechemlas Hashem. However, thanks to the kindness of Hashem, lo yazovani, Hashem did not leave me, v'tomach biyodi, and Hashem gave me the support, livli lavor l'srachim mehem, that I should not walk away, I should not leave them and distance myself from them. Ad shemotzosi eshuav onafshi, until eventually I succeeded in finding the one that my soul loves, meaning in finding the tzaddik, in discovering the tzaddik for real, meaning being able to remove the coverings and have the tzaddik really show his light to me and be able to draw the full, the maximum benefit that I possibly can from the tzaddik. Shehu b'chinas ha-tzaddik anal, ad shehevesiv el beisimi vel cheder hoirosi. The pasuk continues, until I was brought to the house of my mother, to the room where I was born. Upirshu b'medrash. The medrash over there in Shir HaShirim says, what is this referring to? Ze Sinai v'Oyel Moed. This refers to Mount Sinai and the Oyel Moed, the tabernacle, meaning Sheshom kiblu es haTorah. That's where Klal Yisrael was zeicha to receive the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. They received the Torah in Har Sinai, and from the Oyel Moed, they received a constant flow of Ruach HaKodesh, of Nevuah, of prophecy, that Hashem was giving over to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was sharing what he could with Klal Yisrael. Shaydeze Iker Birur Hamedame. And this is how a person is zeicha to really receive the ability to clarify the medame, all the confusion, all the unclarity in this world. Shehu birur hu emuna b'shleimus, which requires a real total clarity of faith. V'chein merumas b'medrashon. Rav Nosson says, and if you take a look over in the medrash over there on that pasuk, you'll see that the medrash alludes to this also. Shehashoimrim heim b'chinas ha-talmidim shel ha-tzadik. The term Shoimrim, as it's being used over there in Shir HaShirim, refers to the students of the tzaddik, ha'oichazimboi, who attach themselves to him, they're holding on to him, ve'enom manichim atzmon litois bebilbulim vatuyo sheloilam, and they don't allow themselves to be fooled and to be misled by all the nonsense of the world. The ridiculous ideas and advice that other people try to offer, that contradicts the Torah, that contradicts the advice of the tzaddikim. Shekulam mi bilbul hamedame, where their advice and their path of life is all bilbul hamedame. It's the epitome of the confusion of the medame. Kimavoyer b'medrashon, because the medrash over there explains mitzouni hashemrim hasoivavim, that this pasuk where it says, I was found by those guards who guard the city, ze shiftoi shelevi. That refers to the tribe of Levi who remained loyal to Hashem and loyal to Moshe Rabbeinu and did not get caught up with the Egel Azov, the Golden Calf, and all the other nonsense that some of the Jews fell into. Ki kol shevet Levi, loito achar ho'egel, because the entire tribe of Levi did not include themselves in worshiping the golden calf. V'nisharu dvukim be'emes b'moshe rabom. They remained 100% loyal and attached to their Rebbe, to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'heim tiharu es Yisrael achakach mehechet egel. And they were the ones who helped purify the Jewish people, those who did fall into the sin of the golden calf. The members of Shevet Levi were the ones who purified them. U'kimo shehevi shom b'medrash now, as the Medrash over there tells us. V'zeh l'shoinoi. And now Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Medrash. Ze shivtoi shalevi, that the shomrim over there in Shir Shirim refers to the tribe of Levi. Heich mada'at omar, and this is what the pasuk says, ivru v'shuvu mishar l'shar, that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the members of Shevet Levi, I want you to go from one entrance to the other entrance, from tent to tent of the Jewish people, and see who can be saved. See who are the ones who worship the golden calf, and some of them need to die, and see who has remained and can be saved. Shetzivoy samlavor mishar l'shar letaharom mipigam huegel. Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the members of Shevet Levi to go from entranceway to entranceway to purify those who could be purified from the sin of the egel. Ukemoikein b'chol doir. And Rav Nosson Zal says, so too in each and every generation, Hatalmidim, Hanishorim Dvukim Batzadik Uemes, those students who remain loyal and attached to the true tzaddik, even though they go through turbulence, even though they go through all kinds of tests, because we're going to see in the next paragraph there are many people who come close to the tzaddik for a brief interval or fling, and then they leave, they fall away. But those who remain strong and loyal and devoted to the tzaddik through thick and thin, no matter what difficulties, no matter what obstacles, no matter what opposition they endure, heim bebechinas Levi. They are referred to as Levi, the Leviim. Bechinas v'yilavu alecho v'yishorsucho. As the pasuk says, they will attach themselves to you. The word Levi means to attach oneself. And they will serve you. As Rav Nosson Zal writes in other places about this, that the Kohen represents the Tzaddik. The Kohen represents the Rebbe. There's a pasuk, Ki sifsei Kohen yishmeru das, v'toiro yevakshem ipiu, ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu. On the lips of the Kohen will be found das, knowledge of Torah, and you should seek Torah from his mouth, because he's like a heavenly angel. That pasuk refers to the Tzaddik, who is called Kohen. If the tzaddik is the Kohen, what are the students of the tzaddik? They are Levi. They are the ones, the word Levi means to attach oneself. And the Leviim were the ones who were attached to and served the Kohanim. Hainu Kanal, as we explained earlier. This is the first stop now. This is like the official end of the halacha. But Rav Nosson Zal adds now a number of incredibly powerful appendixes. Paragraph Yud Zayim, V'zeh al pi ha-toyra tiku toichochanal, shayach le-hilcha shluchim. This again, what we're going to learn now, is related to hilcha shluchim that we're speaking about, and also based on the Torah tiku toichocha, chapter 8, in the second half of Likud Imran. V'zeh b'chinas uvnei Yisroel nosu mebe'eros b'nei Yakon moisera. The Torah tells us that at one point, when the Jews were traveling in the desert, they traveled from a place called Be'eros b'nei Yakon to a different location called Moisera. Shom meis Aharon. And over there, in Moisera, is where Aharon HaKohen passed away, v'chulu, etc. The pasuk continues. And then the pasuk says, "Vayechahen Elozer benoi tachtov," and they appointed his son Elozer to take over the position of Aharon HaKohen as Kohen Gadol, the high priest of Klal Yisrael. Va'om Rabbi Seinuzal, the Gemara says, "Umuva bepirush Rashi," and Rashi Hakodesh quotes the Gemara, "Vahaloi b'hoir ha'hormes." What are you telling me that Aharon HaKohen passed away in Moisera? He did not. The Torah tells us in a different place that he passed away in Hoyer Hohor. He was in a place called Hoyer Hohor. Elo shechozru la'achoyrehem al yidei melchemes haknani. The Gemara tells us that what happened was that when Aaron HaKohen passed away, the Knanim heard about it, and they came to start a fight with the Jewish people. Where after the Jewish people had already traveled away from Hor HaHor. And what happened was the Jews saw the Knanim coming at them. They retreated. They started heading back towards Egypt. V'chulu etc. U'b'nei Levi hechzirum. And the members of Shevet Levi were the ones who said, where are you going? Kadima, forward march. There's no retreat. We're not leaving anywhere. We're not going back anywhere. We're headed towards Eretz Yisrael. Knanim, no Knanim. They were the ones who encouraged and pushed the Jews to move forward. Va'oz chazru v'hispiduhu. And then, when they got to Moisera, they eulogized Aaron HaKohen another time. V'nidme lohem ki'ilu ozmeis. And because of this second eulogy, it seemed to them as if Aaron HaKohen had just passed away. Really, Aaron HaKohen had passed away a while before on Hor HaHor. And the Jews left Hor HaHor, they started traveling. The Knanim came out to fight. The Jews started retreating. The Levim told them, don't you dare retreat. So they forced them to keep going forward. And when they got to Moisera, they eulogized Aaron HaKohen again. Rav Nosson Salz can explain all of this now. Hainu kanal. This is related to what we spoke about before. Shehat tzadik enoi meis klal. The tzadik, from his perspective, does not die. He doesn't die. He's not dead. Rak mitzidenu. It's only from our perspective. The fact that we don't see him in bodily form. The fact that we can't speak to him and hear him respond to us exactly the same way he did when he was physically living. So to us, he appears as if he were dead. Kishe'ein mechapsin oisoi koroi kanal. But that's only if we're not really searching for the tzaddik properly. If we're not searching for him properly, then to us, it'll appear as if he's gone. Where is he? He's gone. I don't see him. I can't talk to him. He doesn't answer me. He doesn't say anything. That's if a person doesn't search for him properly. But we said before, if a person does search properly, where? In the Sfarim of the Tzaddik. If a person learns the Sfarim and he knows that the Sefer is the Tzaddik, that's him. There's a statement in the Gemara, Ano nafshi k'sovis yohavis. I place my soul in my writing. So, and a person looking at the words of the Sefer is looking at the face of the Tzaddik. When the Pasuk says, V'hoyu einecho royo ises moirecho, that a person is supposed to look at the face of the Tzaddik, Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 192 in Likutei Maran, that the Tzaddik puts his face and his brain in his Sefer, in his writing. That's one place where it's found. And the other place where it's found is in those students who are really, really, really close to the Tzaddik. Those students who are zecher to be like Yehoshua, like Reb Chaim Vitalzal, like Reb Nosenzal, who are zecher to come as close to the Tzaddik as they possibly can, the Gemara says, Chochma Sodom Toyer Ponov. If you want to see the face of a rabbi, look at his student's face, you'll see the face of the rabbi. So a real, real proper student also inherits and receives the face and the seichel of the tzaddik. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, Shom Meis Aharon, that over there, Aharon HaKohen died. Ki oz hirgishu misosoi ki'ilu meis shom. Because there, at Moisera, is where the Jews felt the passing away of Aaron HaKohen, as if he had mamish, as if he had mamished, died right then and there. Ki oz hevinu kilkulam upigamam. Because there, that's where they understood the mistake they had made. Which mistake? We'll see in a moment. Ki kishe'aroi nistalek. Because when Aaron HaKohen had passed away, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayiru, when he passed away at Hor HaHor. The Pasuk says, Vayiru kol ho'edo ki gova Aharon, that all the people saw that Aaron HaKohen had died. The Gemara says, what do you mean they saw? Impossible. Moshe Rabbeinu had gone up on a mountain, way, way up on the mountain. Just Moshe Rabbeinu and Elazar went up there. And they went into a cave. And that's where they said their goodbye to Moshe Rabbeinu. What did all the people see? So the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu and Elazar came down from the mountain, the Jews, Shomer Yisrael, the Jews said, Efsher Odom She'otzar Hamagefa. Is it possible that a person who had the ability to stop a plague, a heavenly plague, when Hashem sent a plague to destroy the Jews by different incidents when they did certain terrible things in the Midbar, and Aaron HaKohen brought the Ketores, and with that he was able to chase away the angel of death, he was able to slam on the brakes, no plague. Va'omad keneged malach hamoves, he was able to stand up against the angel of death and send him back home. Yomus, is it possible that this individual should die? Impossible. So they didn't believe Moshe Rabbeinu. They refused to believe Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Veheru oisolahem mutal b'mito. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to show them a video. Moshe Rabbeinu had to show them an image in the sky of Aaron HaKohen lying in a bed, dead, appearing to be dead, appearing to be not living anymore. And right after that, the Pasuk says, Vayishma haknani melech Arod, that the Knani, the king of Arod, heard Kimeis Aaron, that Aaron HaKohen had died, and they said, oh, this is a great opportunity to go attack the Jewish people. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki Yisrael, Israel, Pogmu Bazer, because the Jews made a mistake. They made a serious mistake in this. Shehir Haru Acha Moshe Velozar, that they doubted Moshe Rabbeinu. And they doubted Elozar, the son of Aaron HaKohen. Veloy Rotsu Lahamin Shemei Saharoin. They refused to believe that Aaron HaKohen was no longer physically alive. Ki'ilu chas v'sholem histiru oisei b'fneihem k'dei litin gedulo l'Elozar b'noi. The Jews started saying, hey, this is a conspiracy. Moshe Rabbeinu and Elozar are hiding Aaron HaKohen somewhere in order that Elozar should take over. They're deciding to, they're in cahoots together, Moshe Rabbeinu and Elozar HaKohen, and Aaron HaKohen is alive. They kidnapped him. They put him away somewhere. Va'ayin b'medrash parshas chukas. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look in the medrash on parshas chukas. Mevoy Rosham, the medrash there says, she'amru, that the people said, niskoil eschem b'shvil zeh. We're going to kill you for this. We're going to stone you to death for taking away our Aaron HaKohen. They refused to believe Moshe Rabbeinu. They refused to believe Elazar. Ayin sham, look over there in the medrash. The afal pi shehizkiru gedulas umalas aron, and even though you would say on one hand, wow, this is such a nice thing that they have such respect for Aaron HaKohen, that they mention the greatness of Aaron HaKohen, sheomad neged malchamoves, that he was able to stand up against the angel of death, va'otzar amagefo, and he was able to stop the plague, ve'ish kozeh eich shayach sheyomos, such a person. How could you say he died? How could you use the word death about such a person? Afal pikein pogbu keneged kvoid Moshe ve'Elozar sheru achrayim. Still, this was a pigam, this was a sin against Moshe Rabbeinu and against Elozar HaKohen because they were calling them liars. They were saying, you're dishonest, we don't believe you. Ve'oz chuchrach Moshe laharas lemes aroin mutal b'mito. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to show them Aaron HaKohen lying in a bed, loymar, in order to make it clear, shebevadai ho'emes keinhu, that you're definitely right, she'aharoin loymes, that Aaron HaKohen did not die, V'hu chai v'kayom. He is alive and well. Umutol b'mitosei b'menuchosei. He is lying in his bed, resting peacefully. B'sholom. Ashrei loy. How fortunate is Aaron HaKohen that he's such a tzaddik. Avol af al pi kein. However, despite that, mitzidchem. As far as you're concerned, humeis. He is dead. He's not with you physically. Va'atem tzrichim lekabel kedushas Aaron HaKohen al yidei Elozer benoi. And you now, if you want to receive the holiness of Aaron HaKohen, if you want to receive Aaron HaKohen's light, his Ruach HaKodesh, you must go to his son Elozer HaKohen and get it through him. Shetzivo Hashem Yisborach limsur kol koichoy gudulosoy shel Aaron le'Elozer. Whereby Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen to give over all of the greatness of Aaron HaKohen, all of Aaron HaKohen's powers, to transfer it to his son Elozer. V'al yedei Elozer, atem yecholim b'chol eis lahamshich aleim kedushas Aaron HaKohen horishon. And through Elozer, you will be able to always draw upon yourself the holiness of Aaron HaKohen, the first Kohen Aaron. When? Im techapsu usevakshu es kedushosoy koroi. If you will search for and seek that holiness properly, if you'll go about it the right way, in searching for and trying to draw the holiness of Aaron HaKohen through his son Elozer. Umachmas hapigam shelohem, and because of the fact that they sinned against Moshe Rabbeinu, against Elozer HaKohen, in refusing to accept this at first, because of that, gormu sheshoma haknani melech arod, the Knani, the king of Arod, shehu Amalek. The Gemara tells us this wasn't Knani, this was Amalek, who dressed up like Knanim to try to fake out the Jews, that the Jews would tell Hashem, save us from the Knanim, not knowing that this was really Amalek, the arch enemy of the Jewish people. So they heard Shemes Aaron, that Aaron HaKohen had passed away, because again, the Jews were refusing to accept the new leadership, to accept Elozer and Moshe Rabbeinu properly. So this was a pigam, and the Sitra Achra felt this pigam. Amalek felt a weakness in Emunah Sadikim. V'nistalku anani HaKoved. And as a result of that, the clouds, the special protective clouds that shielded the Jews that were there, Bizchus Aaron HaKohen, left. Ki Amalek hu me'oilom ritzuo mardus liYisrael. Because Amalek is always a whip that's used to beat up the Jewish people when we deserve to be beaten up, Rachman al-Slam. Ki hu zuamas hanochosh. He represents the tumah, the impurity of the snake, the original snake. Zuamas ho erev rav shel Mitzrayim. The tumah of the erev rav, who came out of Egypt with the Jews, who were the main troublemakers and the main instigators throughout the time that the Jews were in the desert. Shehu b'chinas zuamas hora shebemedame. They represent the evil aspect, the negative aspect of medame. Shehi b'chinas nevi'ei sheker, which is also represented by all the false prophets. B'chinas manhigim shel sheker shebechol dor v'dor. And this includes the false leaders that we have in each and every single generation. Sheroitzim b'chol pam lahastir olahalim amitas kedushas hatzadik o'emes, who are trying to do whatever they can to hide and cover up the true holiness of the true tzaddik, the tzaddik who is in the best position to help the Jewish nation. Ubifrat achar histalkusa v'kanal. And when do they really do the most damage? After the tzaddik passes away. That's when these false leaders really try to say, now where's your Rebbe? Dead Rebbe, dead Hasidim, all of that. So, and that's when these false leaders want to try to make it seem as if they're the real leaders. Ve'ikar koichoy chas v'shalom, hu kishe'en Yisrael mechaps noisei koroi. And the main power of Amalek, of the Sitra Achra, is only when the Jews are not really searching properly for the true tzaddik. V'al kein, oz daiko bo aleim haknani shu Amalek kanal. And therefore, it was when the Jews were refusing to follow Moshe Rabbeinu's lead and guidance, they were refusing to accept what Moshe Rabbeinu told them, that Aaron HaKohen is no longer going to lead you the way he led you before. From here on in, if you want to get be connected to Aaron HaKohen, the way to attach yourself to Aaron HaKohen is through his son Elozar. And the Jews should have taken that seriously. To search for Aaron HaKohen now, properly, the right way, not the way they thought, but to search based on the guidance of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval habaldovor mizgare b'chol eis. However, the Yetzer Hara works, he fights against the Jews all the time. V'hesisom lo shuv l'chayreim. And he actually convinced the Jews to start backing up. If Aaron HaKohen's not with you, you don't have a chance of survival in the desert. You better go back to Egypt. You better retreat. And this was all through the advice of the leaders of the opposition party, those who opposed Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Who were they? Shehem Doson Vaviram Ukiyotze Bohem. The evil Rishon Doson Aviram and the others like them. Hainu Shechozru Leilech Veloshuv LeMitzrayim. This means the Jews, those who were listening to them, actually were turned around and started heading back towards Mitzrayim, Shehu Hora Shel Hamedame. As we mentioned earlier, Mitzrayim represents the negative, the evil of Medame. Mitzrayim is not good and bad. Mitzrayim is Erev Asoretz. Mitzrayim is super tuma. Kize Iker Hisgarus Vahasosas Habaldovor. Because this is the main battle and the main seduction of the Yetzer Hara, Shemevakesh Toyanois Va'alilois Loshuv Lipoel Chas V'Shalom Lezuma Samadame, where the Yetzer Hara looks for every kind of trick in the world, every kind of trick and excuse in the world to get a person to go backwards, to go back into the evil of Medame. Bifrat Achar Histalkus Hatzadik, especially after a great tzaddik passes away. She'oimer, the Yetzer Hara says, Hare kvar efes tikva chas v'shalom. No hope for you anymore. Forget it. You're finished. V'amolek misgaber. And Amolek, you see, Amolek is coming to get you. She'hu b'chinas oitzem hisgabrus ha'Yetzer Hara. Amolek, who represents the real strength, the real powerhouse of the evil inclination. Shemis oire behisgabrus otzum b'chol pam, who keeps coming back again and again, very powerful against the Jewish people. V'ato man asoid, and now what can we do? There's no, we can't do anything. There's nothing we can do anymore. Forget it. No hope. V'haksilim choizrim lachayrehem, the fools retreat. They go back. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is a term that's used referring to fallen chassidim, people who have a fling with religion, with Yiddishkeit. At some point they decide to become more religious, they decide to try to come close to a tzaddik, and it lasts a certain period of time, and then they quit, and then they fall away, they leave. That's called a chosid noifel. Sheze gorua mehakoil. Where Rav Nosson Zal says, that's worse than everything. That's the worst. Kemo sheshamati mipiv hakodosh. As I heard from Rabbeinu Zal's old mouth, that a Jew who starts coming close and tastes and sees how good it is and then quits and then walks away, that's like a real slap in the face to Hashem and to the tzaddik. Avul b'nei Levi herzirum. However, we find over there in the story that the members of the tribe of Levi, they were the ones who forced the Jews to come back. Ki ikar kiyum ho'olam b'chol doer ho'ayidei b'chinas b'nei Levi. Because what keeps the world alive and what keeps the world going in every single generation is the members of Levi, the students of the tzaddik. Shehu bechinas oisom she'enom toyim beigo. This refers to those true Jews who don't get sucked into the golden calf. Ubechol hanisyoinoi shenisu Yisrael sakodesh baruch hu. And all the other bad things that the Jews did in the desert, all the other ways that they tested Hashem again and again to see how they could make Hashem get angry in all 36 flavors of anger, how they could arouse every single type of anger on the part of Hashem, chas v'shalom. Shekulam him bechinas pegam emuna. They were all different versions of a lack of faith in Hashem. As it says clearly in the Torah, v'loy he'eminu b'loikim. They did not believe in Hashem. V'loy botchu b'yishuasoy. They weren't confident about Hashem's salvation. That Hashem's going to finish, that Hashem's going to succeed against all the odds, against all opposition. Hashem's going to get them through the desert and bring them into Eretz Yisrael and everything. Vayisavu tavo b'midbar. And instead, they allow themselves to get sucked into the evil desires in the desert, the golden calf, the meat, all asking for all kinds of shtuyot, all kinds of nonsense. U'b'nei Levi, dovku b'Hashem u'v'moshe rabbam, whereas the members of the tribe of Levi, they were the ones who remained loyal and attached to Hashem and to their rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu. V'loito achrei ha'misnagdim v'cholkem ha'Moshe Rabbeinu. They did not fall, and they didn't leave the tzaddik, despite all the opposition of those who opposed Moshe Rabbeinu. V'heim kimu es kol hoilam. They were the ones who kept the entire world alive. Rav Nosson Zal here obviously is referring also to what he personally went through. We know that Rabbeinu Zal, during his lifetime, had opposition, and quite a bit of it. And yet, as serious as the opposition was against Rabbeinu Zal, it was child's play compared to what happened after Rabbeinu Zal passed away and Rav Nosson Zal attempted to keep Breslov Chassidus alive and to expand it, to build the Shul in Uman, and to be makar of people, bringing people close to Hashem. And the Satan saw that and went wild. And the Satan really put Rav Nosson Zal's life in danger, his life, his family's life, and all of his students were threatened with death, with losing their jobs, losing their livelihood, marriages being broken up, every kind of opposition imaginable. Rav Nosson Zal, they went to the non-Jewish Moisrim. In Judaism, just about the most evil thing that a Jew could possibly do is turn a Jew over to non-Jewish authorities, to testify against a Jew in secular court, to get a Jew put into prison by non-Jews. This is what supposedly religious people did to Rav Nosson Zal. They got him put in jail with murderers and cutthroats and students of his, all kinds of things. And Rav Nosson Zal's showing us here that this is the test. This is what Rav Nosson Zal is explaining here, what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, when a tzaddik passed away, that there and Rabbeinu Zal once said to him that there'll come a time when there'll be five people, there'll only be five that'll remain. And sure enough, Rav Nosson Zal witnessed that despite the fact that he had maybe a few hundred people who had listened to Shurim, who loved him and respected him, when the heat really got turned on, when this war was waged against him, there were only five that were willing to remain open about their devotion to him, that were willing to say in public, tough love, we don't care, he's our rabbi, we are Breslov, we're not ashamed of it, we're proud of it, only five. Just like we find interestingly, the Gemara tells us that when Rabbi Akiva experienced his Holocaust, when his 24,000 students passed away, Rabbi Akiva was able to recreate the Torah and to ensure that the Torah would not be forgotten through five students, five awesome giants, among them Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, Rabbi Meir, and another three were the ones who came after that Holocaust and ensure that the Torah wasn't forgotten. Rav Nosson Zal and those five students were the ones who ensured that Rav Nosson's teachings were not forgotten, but that today you have tens of thousands, at least, that are studying, that are learning these Sforim, that are aware of Rav Nosson's teachings and his advice. V'alkein, be'emes zochu shehivtel Hashem Yisborach oisam eilov lamoid lefonav l'shorsoi. And that's why, because Shevet Levi remained loyal and devoted to Moshe Rabbeinu through thick and thin, through everything that went on in the desert, that's why Hashem designated them as being special, that they are the ones, out of the whole Jewish nation, they are the ones who are designated as the assistants to the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. They are the ones who serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash alongside the Kohanim. V'alkein, and therefore, gam b'molchama hazoi shel haknani, shu amolek, shebo aleim, achar istalkus aroin, and therefore, so too, in this war that the Knani, which was really amolek, waged against the Jewish people right after Aaron HaKohen passed away, shehizkora b'hem habaldovor kol kach, whereby the Yetzirah put such terror, he terrorized them to such an extent, at shechazru l'achreim, to the point where they turned around and they started heading back towards Egypt, amdu b'nei Levi b'amitosam, the members of Shevet Levi stood up for the truth, their honest, loyal devotion to Hashem and to the Tzaddik, they stood up, v'rodfu achreim, they chased after those Jews, and they brought them back into holiness, to come back and join the Jews on their march to Eretz Yisrael. And then that group that had started retreating actually repented. They realized they were wrong. And the entire Jewish people took a look at themselves, and they realized that they made a terrible mistake. Here they thought they were being so religious that they're standing up for Aaron HaKohen, but they got it wrong. They don't know the definition of Emunas Chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who knew what the definition of Emunas Tzadikim is. V'chazru v'hispidu es Aaron, and they went ahead and re-eulogized Aaron HaKohen. They made a new eulogy for Aaron HaKohen over there in Moisera. Ki'ilu meis oz, as if he had just passed away now. As the Torah says, Shom meis Aaron. Aaron HaKohen died in Moisera. What are you talking about? He died a few pages ago in Rohi Rohor. Ki ro, because the Jewish people saw, Shekol misosoi hu mitzidom, that Aaron HaKohen's death was only from their perspective. V'rak achshav hem margishim inyan misas Aaron, and it's only now that they really felt the death of Aaron, shemisosoi hu rak mitzideinu kanal, that he's only dead related to us. If we don't know how to attach ourselves to Aaron HaKohen, then as far as we're concerned, he's dead. V'alkein tzrichin livkois v'lisboidol of harbe b'chol eis. And that's why they had to cry and eulogize him again and again, ad shenimshach kidushosi aleinu b'chol pam, until we're zeichet to draw his holiness upon us again and again. Rav Nosson Zal is saying that whenever tzaddikim pass away, that we have to eulogize them and cry over their passing, not just when they die, but again and again, every time we realize our loss, the incredible loss that we have, to cry and eulogize, because that's part of what helps us draw their Ruach HaKodesh onto ourselves and to be connected to them even after they physically passed away. V'zehu shekosu shom, and this is why the Pasuk says over there in Moisera, v'yechahen Elozar benoi tachtov, that Elozar, the son of Aaron HaKohen, took over, he replaced his father Aaron HaKohen. What do you mean? V'hu plia, it's strange. Al pi pshutei shel pirush Rashi, the way Rashi explains it, ki im tiretz mashakos of shom meis Aaron, because based on what Rashi explained, that Aaron HaKohen passed away over there, what does that mean? Shumach mashechazru v'spidu, that he didn't really die here, he died over there, but because they made a eulogy for him, That's why we're saying he died over here. So what? Adayin kosher harpe al mashikosav shom vayechayin lozman oitavto. Still, why does it say over here that his son Elazar HaKoyen took over? What do you mean? V'haloi kvar niskayin Elazar teke b'misasarayin, k'mosh kod parashas chukas. It says a few pages ago that as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyen came down the mountain, that's when Elazar HaKoyen was appointed. He took over then. So what are you telling me he took over now? Achatoyro merameses lanu. The Torah is hinting to us, She Yisroel hischilu lesakein pegomam hanal, that the Jews started fixing their mistake that they had made. Shehirharu achra Moshe ve'Elazar kanal, that they doubted Moshe Rabbeinu, they doubted Elazar HaKoyen before. Before they didn't believe in them. They thought this is a lie. This is a scam. That Moshe Rabbeinu, they some way they kidnapped Aaron HaKoyen, who knows where they put him, and these two want to take over now. So they didn't believe, they didn't accept Elazar HaKoyen's authority then, even though Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyen had crowned him. They didn't accept it then. And the Jews did not search for the light and the holiness of Aaron HaKoyen the way they were supposed to. How were they supposed to? Through his son Elazar. Viato. They were just standing there crying, where's Aaron HaKoyen? Where's Aaron HaKoyen? Where? Not realizing that Aaron HaKoyen is not here physically now. What's the next step? Let's find who is his student, who is the closest one to him, that we can continue to receive the Ruach HaKodesh of Aaron HaKoyen through him. Viato, and now, Al Yedei HaHesped, through this new eulogy that they made here in Moisera, Shehergishu Misosoi Koroi V'Kanal, where they felt the passing away of Aaron HaKoyen properly now, V'Schilu Lizgagei Achrov, and they started yearning for Aaron HaKoyen. Where is he? Where is his light? Ulechapsoi koroi, and they started searching for Aaron HaKoyen the right way. Oz daikov ayechayin Elazar benoy tachtov. That's when Elazar HaKoyen was appointed, was accepted in place of Aaron HaKoyen. Ki rak ato nimshach b'shleimus hatikun shel akun agedoylo shel Elazar. Because it was only now that the tikkun of Elazar HaKoyen being put in the position to replace Aaron HaKoyen, that tikkun was established 100% properly now. Because now the Jews realize that they had to accept that. Kichein hadovor. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, this is how it works. Shebechol pam sheboichin al histalkus hatzadik. Every time that a Jew cries over the passing away of a tzaddik, over the fact that the tzaddik passed away, u'mechapsim u'mevakshin oisoi koroi, and the person searches for the tzaddik the right way. How's the right way? In his sforim, in his students, azai moitzen kidushosoi bevadai, then they will definitely find the holiness of the tzaddik, al yidei haben, oy hatalmid, shememalei mekoyim ovev raboi, through a son or a student that fills the place of the father and the rabbi. Rav Nosson Zal still has more to say about this. There's still going to be more and clearer and clearer. Hold it over here for now.